From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Green Bay Packers came from 16 points down in the third quarter yesterday to tie the Vikings 26-all at Lambeau Field. Packers moved to within a fraction of a game behind NFC North leaders Detroit and Chicago, both of which lost. Packer coach Mike McCarthy talked about making the quarterback switch from Scott Tolzien to Matt Flynn in the third quarter.
We're looking for a spark, and that's directly what the communication was. We thought we had some opportunities early. We have history with Matt. Did I think he was necessarily ready as far as the amount of reps and everything getting ready? That was not available to him since he's been here, but he went out there and played football and did a lot of good things today.
Last night on Sunday Night Football, New England stormed back for a huge 34-31 overtime win over Denver. Tonight on Monday Night Football, it's the 49ers taking on Washington. The Badger football team can still get a BCS at-large bowl berth with a win over Penn State this Saturday in the season finale at Camp Randall. The Badgers will not play in the Big Ten championship game. That's Ohio State and Michigan State. But they have moved up to 15th in the BCS standings after their win over Minnesota Saturday. They retained Paul Bunyan's axe, and Chris Borland said the defense played well.
Yeah, we expected a physical game, and it didn't disappoint. I think everyone was excited for that. Those are the games that we thrive in defensively, and I thought we performed well today. They were running the ball early, but we adjusted, and overall it was a good performance.
UW-Whitewater and UW-Platteville still alive in the NCAA Division III football playoffs. Brandon Jennings will play against his old team tonight for the first time when the Detroit Pistons host the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks have really been struggling. We'll try to break a losing streak. They've lost 8 in a row. They're just 2-10 on the season. That's sports. I'm Tom King.